You're listening to My Peeping Light Podcast.
It's 2022 and this is my first podcast for the year. I have to admit 2022 started out amazing for me. And I wanted to just do a short welcome to everybody who is listening to say thank you, thank you, thank you for all your support so far on my journey into podcasting. I appreciate you. I value you. I value your input and your commitment. And I am so grateful for the time that you take out of your life to spend with me listening to me creating these podcasts. So hello, hello, hello to everybody out there that is listening. My name is Tamilyn Murphy and you are listening to My Peeping Light Podcast, brought to you by Tamstame, which is where I pour my heart and soul out to all of you in the hopes that my small contribution makes somewhat of a difference. Thank you for listening.
You're listening to My Peeping Light Podcast.
Tamstame was established in 2017. The Tamstame brand began as a means to develop myself into the person that I envisioned and to help others to do the same by sharing my stories through written words in the form of a blog. In March of 2021, My Peeping Light Podcast was added to the brand in order to expand the vision and knowledge through spoken word as well. The Tamstame brand represents light in a world full of dark spaces and offers followers and listeners a chance to find their inner light through storytelling, information sharing, poetry, and life experiences. Welcome to the Tamstame family. We are so happy to have you here. Let the journey begin.
As you all probably know by now, well, those of you that listen, and if you're new to my podcast, you will know shortly that I personally love to write. I write about everything and anything all the time. I enjoy writing. Writing is life for me. And as much as I love writing, I love talking. And so everybody that knows me knows that I can go on and on and on about something. So I've written a post in tamstame.com, which is where I write my heart and soul and which is where you'll find all my blog posts if you're interested in reading. And the post is just an introductory post on 2022. As everybody knows, I mostly base my podcasts on posts that I have written in tamstame.com. And as usual, I will be doing that today. So before I go into a discussion about my post, I'm going to read it to you and we're just going to have a little chill session, I guess, of what I've written, and we'll have a little chat afterwards. So this is not a resolutions post. This is a gratitude post. 2022 started off peaceful for me and has continued to move in a direction of peace so far. I know that it's easy to be at peace while everything is going your way, but I am grateful for this moment. Right here, right now, a moment where I get to reflect just a little bit and I have a smile on my face because the depth of joy is so deeply rooted in the core of my being right now that it will take more than just a tug to uproot me. 2021 was a year of solitude and reflection for me. The entire year was spent working on healing myself and making the changes needed to move past the nasty habits holding me back from reaching my next milestone. I was too concerned with what people needed from me and what was complete, and I suppose I was completely consumed with making sure that they were satisfied with my work instead of ensuring my own satisfaction and pleasure with my own work. It is easy to fall into the trap of doing things for the ego people instead of for the greater good. I know that ego always gets in my way. And the only way I was able to work through that was to remove myself from the compliments and the praises and I suppose the criticism of people and to focus on changing my focus to a more meaningful one where praise does not feed my reasons for doing and for being. I'm not saying I don't appreciate compliments. I'm saying that I can't allow them to be my reason. Because if the compliments get taken away, then I've given people the power to take away from me my reason. And that is not an option. It's important to continue reflecting on your progress continuously, reminding yourself of your intentions and your reasons for doing what you do. I do see how removing myself from the noise and praise of criticism has made the mission for me easier and has kept me focused on the task ahead. Avoiding the whiplash that you get from looking back and forward, worrying that you may have offended someone or that you may not get the praise that your ego requires, because you've been honest, and it's definitely something that I'm truly grateful to have begun to learn how to master. My life was definitely too focused on pleasing others instead of following my own path and heading in the direction of my purpose. 2021 was good to me, even though it was one of the most painful years of my life, and it put me into perspective. Well, it put so much into perspective and removed so much clutter that needed to be removed. I took my time to write this first post of 2022 because I wanted to let the year gain some momentum before I leapt into sharing myself again. I wanted some time to enjoy the quiet of my mind and the precious moments with my friends and family. And to let 22, I just want to be what it is before I look for any type of meaning behind it. And I'm glad I did that, because I've realized that the only truly valuable moment is now. Yesterday gave me so much to be grateful for and to learn from. And tomorrow, who knows what it'll bring. But right here, right now, I'm taking the time to do what's precious to me. And that is to, in the blog post, write. But for the podcast, speak to you. That is to take my time to share with you. To openly express myself on this platform in the hopes that anyone who happens to read this post finds something that they may have needed to read, something that makes them think on the things in their life that they may need to change, or even something that you see that I'm lacking or that you can be grateful for in your own life. My dream is to be completely free, and step by step, I'm realizing that freedom comes in so many different forms, and it's up to us to find our own cages and to set ourselves free. Because what's holding me back is not what holds you back. We are different beings. We have different experiences. Our pain is not the same. Yet at the same time, it feels the same. What I need may not be what you need. And so I believe that nobody can help you but you. Nobody can heal you but you. It's up to you to decide if you want it badly enough, to do what it takes. And that is where the struggle lies. We look for quick fixes and there are none. You have to take the steps to find your peace and continue to do the work. And therein lies the key to complete freedom, understanding that you have to take the time to do the work on yourself in order to remove the obstacles that hold you back. You have to find the tool specific to you that will help you build yourself up. And you have to never stop learning, because this world is ever changing. And if we stop being curious and wanting to learn, then as human beings, we begin to stagnate, because we are evolving beings. And in order to flourish, we must continuously look to improve, not only to ourselves, but those around us too. We cannot live only for ourselves and our families. We have to look at the world as a collective, and we have to have as much as we can help where we can. It's in our nature to love. So why do we fight it so much more than anything else? Why do we let fear stop us from being true to our very nature? We are not born to hate. That's a learned behavior. And I believe that we can unlearn anything that we have learned and create a clean slate from which to live our lives. And whether you choose New Year's Day to start, your birthday, any random day in the year, it doesn't matter, as long as you start at some point. Create a clean slate, make better choices, and learn and unlearn, and just do what you need to do. Short and sweet, that's the way to start off my blogging for the year and my podcasting, because that's where we're at right now. And I hope you're all well rested and ready to tackle all your goals for 2022. I know I am, and I look forward to sharing them all with you. Love and light, that was my blog post on tamstermay.com, and I hope, even in its short and sweetness, you have just the gist of it. It's just live and learn and love. Never stop. And just live for now. Just a quick little reminder of what life's about and where we should go and what we should do. And just not to be too hard on ourselves. And 2022 can be a fresh start for you, or today can be a fresh start for you, or tomorrow. But just never stop investing in yourself and never stop trying to evolve and trying to learn and trying to find the things that you are looking for. My name is Tammy Lynn Murphy, and you are listening to my Peeping Light podcast. Thank you for being here. It was short and sweet, and I'll be back with a new post when the time is right. Thank you for being here. Toodaloo. Ciao.
My Peeping Light podcast is a podcast that discusses finding the light in darkness. It takes you on a journey of self-expression and discovery as I navigate my way through healing and challenges as I face the world and myself. This is where I share the tools I've used and the lessons I've learned along the way. My name is Tammy Lynn Murphy, and you're listening to my Peeping Light podcast.
You're listening to my Peeping Light podcast.